You're listening to TLP number 43. Ever have one of those days when things just don't seem to go right? That's kind of what's going on today. I've got camcorder issues. I've got logistics issues. I've got not necessarily girlfriend or girl problems or issues, but I've got issues with my whole scenario related to my girlfriend. Stuff that I'll talk about. Got, I guess, not issues with Annie, but I mean, I'm a little concerned about Annie, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And, yeah. Just stuff. You know? You guys have all done this. You got stuff going on in your life. Just one thing after another kind of just piles up, and I've been sorting through the stuff and just kind of sitting here listening to the music. Want to do one shout out before we get going, and that's to the Gonzo Trucker. And just want to let you know that I did in fact resubscribe to your iTunes feed and got your most recent podcasts. So I don't know what was going on before, but it's all good now. And I'm glad to hear that you are going strong. I love your show, man. I don't know why you think you don't do a good show. Whatever it is that you're doing when you sit there and record, you know, you're doing it right. Yeah, there's going to be people that are going to say you cuss too much. And for myself, you don't bother me at all. Not at all. I mean, I'm a potty mouth too. I'm trying personally, and I'm not even, this isn't a message to you or a hint or anything like that. I'm trying personally to swear less, just on a personal level. But I have no problem, you know, with people that do or listening to your show, and you do swear a lot. And I think that's part of what makes your show what it is. You're being real. It's how you talk. And that's how I am. That's how I talk. You know, I cuss a lot. I just cuss a lot. But, you know, again, this isn't nothing. I'm not trying to put a message out there to you. I'm just relating, you know, me and my show, I'm trying to cut it back a little bit for personal reasons. As far as your show and you, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about, and I know you don't. God knows you don't. Worry about what people say. Do what you do. You're doing it right. And I guarantee I'm not the only person supporting you. So I'm glad I got resubscribed, and I'm glad I was able to hear the last episodes, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I just wanted to do a shout out to you there, Gonzo. And with that, we're going to kick it off.
Me, I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
All right. I'm going to rant a little bit. So I got this camcorder. I've got a Sony HDR-HC1 is the model number. I bought it like 4 years ago, something like that. And it's an HDV recorder, and it's like one of the first ones that ever came out. You know, one of the first HDV recorders that ever came out. And at the time, I had money, and this little bastard cost me $2,000. Not quite, but almost $2,000. I was trucking at the time when I bought it, and I dropped the money, and I bought it, and it was perfect. I mean, it didn't do anything wrong at all. It was great. For the money I spent, it seemed like a great buy. I'm sounding like I'm saying it's not now. The only reason that it sounds that way is I'm thinking in the back of my head that there's so many other recorders out today that do the same or a better job than this one for $300, you know, for example. But, you know, what do you expect? That's technology advancing. That's where we're at. This is a dinosaur, but it's a good recorder. It is, you know, what it is. And it does do HD recording, and it does do all that stuff. It's just that when a product is first introduced, it's inflated in price, obviously. And this was $2,000 almost, and I paid it because I had the money and I was stupid, you know, meaning I could have waited. I know how the whole system works, and I could have waited, but I didn't. So I bought it. Anywho. The thing has served me well. It's never had any problems, you know. The one thing that was always an issue, though, is the HD recording. Yes, it does record in HD. However, my personal problem was I require certain software in order to render that HD video. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I can record in HD, but I don't have HD rendering software. I am using Vegas Movie Studio, I don't know, 8, 9, something like that. Whatever. The point is, awesome software, but not HD compatible. You got to buy Movie Studio Pro. And currently, I do not have the money for that. So, I am not able to render HD video off my HD camera, which that kind of sucks. It really kind of sucks because I have the capability to record, but I don't have the capability to produce. And yeah, it eats at me. But I don't have the money, and I got more pressing issues with the money I have. So I do what I do, and I put up, you know, videos on YouTube. And yeah, if you guys ever look at any of my videos, you'll see that it's not only got black borders on the sides, but the top as well. And that's because of the format I'm putting it up in, and I don't have any alternative at the time. In order to produce that HD video, you know, the 16:9 HD video, I would have to buy Movie Studio Pro or one of the other, you know, brands of software that produce HD, and I just can't do it right now. But it doesn't stop me from doing my recordings and putting stuff out there. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's not like it totally sucks. I just, you know, there is greener pastures. I just have to have the money to do it. So I'm okay with that. You know, that's life. However, back to the camcorder. I've had this thing, like I said, for, you know, about 4 years now, and it's never given me an issue as far as anything I'm, you know, trying to record or any of the features or anything else. There's nothing about it. I mean, nothing's broke. Nothing's failed. It's all been like it's supposed to be. Until today. And today, I turned it on and I was going to record some stuff. And my LCD panel, which is touchscreen, doesn't work. For some reason. It just doesn't work. And that's really strange because, you know, I understand that if you use something, you know, mechanical long enough, it's going to break down. Things wear out. Stuff happens. Okay? And, you know, I'm okay with that. But here's the thing. I don't do a lot of recording. I do some. And sometimes I use the recorder, the camcorder. Sometimes I use it a lot all at once. You know, I'll put a video together or I'll do a movie or something. And I'm using that thing for a couple days straight. Really pretty heavily. But then it sits in its bag. I always cover the lens cap. I always, you know, everything. I'm very careful this thing. It cost me almost $2,000, like I said. I don't just throw it on the shelf. It gets cleaned and put away. And basically it sits in its camera bag sealed most of the time. And when I do use it, again, I'm careful. You know, it never bangs into anything. I don't drop it. It's always secure and well taken care of. It's loved, you know? And so, even though I've had it for like 4 years, I would say, you know, if you're talking like hours of use, the thing hasn't been used that many hours, really. You know, I wouldn't say it's practically brand new, but it's certainly in excellent condition. And so, this touchscreen display, okay, it's not working today for some reason. But yet, yesterday, when I did some filming, it was working just fine. And it's mounted on a tripod at the end of the day yesterday. And I brought it in, and I put it down, and I left it on the tripod overnight. Nothing bumped it. It didn't fall. You know, it just sat there. Power off. Nothing, you know. And today, when I turned it on, I want to swear right now. I want to say the fucking touchscreen don't work. But let's backtrack. So today when I turn it on, the thing doesn't work. The touchscreen doesn't work. Well, perhaps it is a normal wear and tear situation. Perhaps. You know, stuff does wear down. But like I said, I don't understand how, you know, with the hours of use on this thing, that could happen. So, nevertheless, I need to address the issue because here's one other thing that's kind of pissy with me. You can't operate the damn thing unless you're able to use the touchscreen because all the menu functions are on touchscreen. There is no buttons, you know, there is no manual way to do this. So if you want to adjust any of your settings or you want to do anything at all, basically, with this camcorder, you got to do it through the interface, which is touchscreen. So if that doesn't work, basically, your camcorder is useless. This one. And so, you know, that kind of bothers me, but I didn't think about that when I bought it, I guess. So, you know, I go online, and I do, you know, a couple searches, and I'm looking for the model number of my camcorder, and I'm looking for problems with touchscreen, and I find stuff. I find more than I really want to know. What I find is that it's probably a ribbon cable, which, you know, obviously, I guess, but beyond that, what I'm hearing online is this is a common problem with this model of camera. And at first, I'm thinking, okay, so they made a crappy ribbon cable and they put it in this thing and I got screwed with it, you know? But no, I read further. what I'm finding out is people are saying, basically, they're in the same scenario as me. They have this camera, and it doesn't get that many hours of use. It's kind of like a lot of people were saying, you know, it's my second camera. It's my alternate camera. It's my extra camera. And it basically sits in the bag most of the time, or it's shelved or whatever. And all of a sudden one day it just doesn't work. The touch screen just doesn't work. And so, as one person said, you know, it's almost as if it was designed to fail after a certain number of hours. Well, paranoia? I don't know, man. I really don't know. Like I said, I brought it in yesterday, working just fine. Today it doesn't work. So, if in fact there was a built-in fail after a certain number of hours, or a range of hours to make it random, and I hit that range, and the thing stops working, well, I don't know, man. But I believe that. And call me paranoid, but I think that's what's going on with my camera, because I don't see any other reason why the thing would fail. You know, I am so careful with this thing. So I'm really kind of pissed off at Sony. And, yeah, I've contacted a repair center and waiting to hear back from them. But, you know, that's one of the things today that's been burning in my mind, you know. Stuff that's built to fail.
Lunatic Fringe.
So yeah, the whole camcorder thing was and is kind of bothering me today. But you know, beyond that, I've got a trailer that I'm trying to repair or refurbish, I guess. I did some work for a lady, and instead of cash, I got this trailer as payment. And what had happened is the trailer had been burned in a fire. The car that it was hooked to was on fire, and the whole thing went up, and the trailer caught on fire and all that. So basically, for about a year, it sat in her yard after the fire. But, you know, anything that wasn't metal melted or burned away. So all the plastic of the lights and the wiring and the tires and the, you know, all the stuff was just gone. And all the paint was, you know, burnt away and chipped. All this black soot chip everywhere, you know. So I'm over there doing some work for her, and she's telling me she's going to take it to the dump and get rid of it. And I said, well, you know, I'll take it. Because I'm thinking, you know, I can fix that, you know. I look at the trailer, and I know trailers. I mean, this is about a $1,200 trailer, brand new. And basically all it needs is paint, wiring, and tires. Yeah. Hell yeah, you know, I'll take it. So, and she said, fine, you know, and she gave it to me. And, you know, we agreed that would be compensation for some of the work I did. I got some cash too, but that was the remainder of the balance that she owed me. And we agreed on that. I took the trailer, and she lives down the road from me, basically. If not, if she lived farther away or in town, I would have had to get a flatbed to haul this thing because it did not have tires. But she lived about, you know, less than a quarter mile from me. So what I ended up doing was just, you know, hooking up to it and pulling it up to my place on the rims and hoping to hell that I didn't damage them. And, you know, luck favored me. I did not damage the rims doing that. So, and I went really slow. You know, it's a dirt road. There's no traffic. So I could really pretty much take my time. And I did. And I got it back. And it sat for a little while I decided, you know, what it needed and all this and how much it would cost me. And eventually, you know, I said, okay, well, first things first, we got to get some tires on that thing so I can move it around. And that ran me about $70 for a new set of tires. Slapped those on there, and then I could at least move it around. Thing looked like hell, but was usable at that point. I don't know what you call that part that goes over your ball, the hitch, but it has a little latch that locks down. Well, that thing was melted. So, yeah, it would fit over the ball, and that's how I towed it, but it wouldn't lock down. So I went out and bought a new one of those things, and basically, you know, everything on it, like I said, was burnt, and either burnt, corroded, and rusted, or just soot covered. And so I replaced like the safety chains and a couple of different bolts that I had to actually cut off because they were you couldn't unscrew them anymore. And I took the sides off, and I'm in the process now of painting and primering and painting the sides and the frame. And once I do that, you know, things should be back to original condition, I guess, refurbished. So, you know, I spent pretty much all morning doing the primering. The panels, the side panels of this trailer, you know, they pull off. So I took them all off, and I'm primering them all and primering the frame and all that stuff. And tomorrow, once all the primer is dry, I'll shoot a coat of, you know, final paint over it. And should be back to basically good new condition. And I think my total cost for, you know, repairing this thing is probably about $150 total. You know, I spent like $50 in paint, $70 on the tires and some other stuff I have, you know, I had to buy for it. But yeah, you know, I can't complain. It's not, you know, an industrial trailer. It's you know, it's like you guys ever seen these landscapers with their lawnmowers, and it's got the flip-up gate that actually acts as a ramp. It's kind of like a wire mesh thing, and it flips down, and you, if you have a tractor or something, you can roll it up in there, and lawnmowers or whatever. So that's what this is. It's not a high-end trailer, but for free, or like I said, you know, about $150, you know, totally worth it. So I've been doing that, and while I'm working on that and painting, I've been thinking a lot about Annie. And I bring that up because, as I said, I think in the beginning, you know, I'm a little concerned with Annie and what's going on with her. And there's not a heck of a lot to tell because I really don't know. But, you know, one of the things that's been running through my mind all day was, you know, the fact that I haven't heard too much from her lately, and we're really close, and I kind of sense something's not right. And last night, I got a call from her boyfriend, and he was asking me if I'd heard from her. Actually, it was a text. Wanted to know if I heard from her. And, you know, I hadn't, and I told him so, and then I called him, and I said, you know, what's going on? And, you know, basically he told me that, you know, she took off and he hadn't heard from her and all this, and that normally she contacts me when there's something going on. And here's the point. Here's why the whole thing kind of concerns me. You know, whether they're having a fight or what, that's not consequential to me or anybody else. But she does contact me with most things that are going on in her life. Usually, but not lately. And I know she's taken on quite a load. She's going to school almost, you know, full time, and working full time almost. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her, but I haven't heard too much from her at all. And I guess, you know, it's kind of bothering me. It's not about what's going on between him and her, because I'm sure, as with all couples, you know, there's, you know, the ups and the and downs, but it's kind of like what he said that hit home. You know, he would have thought that she would have at least told me what was going on, and I would have thought so too. So when I'm done recording here, I am going to be giving her a call and find out what, you know, what's going on with her, because I'm a little bothered.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care for nothing. I wanna have control. special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a winner. What the hell am I doing here?
Been a weird day. So, you know, I got all this stuff going on in my head and out there painting and whatnot and breathing the paint fumes and no. But, you know, just kind of a droll day. Just kind of a blah, as Eskimo Sean said, a blucky. It's a blucky day. Yeah. I'm thinking about, you know, I said some logistic stuff. I mean, I'm talking when I say that about getting myself from here to where my girlfriend lives. And I'm not going to get into the whole, that whole thing because it's very convoluted, but I'm working out, you know, stuff on that level too. You know, as far as it goes, you know, we're doing good, and I want to be there. I want to be with her. So, that's playing on me as well. But, you know, things happen the way they happen, and I am a believer in all that. So, I'm, you know, looking for the windows of opportunity and just keep chugging along. Not a whole hell of a lot more to say. I think I'm going to wrap this one up. It's been kind of, like I said, droll and whatnot, but oh well. More to come. Everybody take care. I'm going to get out of here. Talk to y'all later.